With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump threw House Speaker a curveball on a family-friendly issue in Congress. White House correspondent Greg Clugston untangles all that.
Late last week, the president endorsed a proposal that would allow new parents in Congress to vote by proxy rather than in person. That position put him squarely against Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, who has aggressively tried to kill that bill. The president told reporters, "If you're having a baby, I think you should be able to call in and vote. I'm in favor of that," he said. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met British Admiral Anthony Radican and French General Thierry Bouchard in Kiev yesterday. They discussed the potential deployment of a multinational peacekeeping force to Ukraine. The death toll from a Russian missile strike in the central Ukrainian city of Kyiv Rih has risen to 19 now, including a number of children. Scientists have developed something that could help translate thoughts into real-time speech.
A new device could put a voice to the thoughts in our brain. Scientists say it would help those unable to speak. The device is in the experimental phase, but has already proven successful. The new study described testing the device on a 47-year-old quadriplegic woman who had not spoken for 18 years after a stroke. Gopala Anumanchipalli, co-author of the study published in the Nature Neuroscience Journal, says the device translates thoughts into real-time spoken words. The device was surgically implanted into the woman's brain during the clinical trial. Researchers built a synthesizer that used a recording of her voice before her injury to create speech similar to hers. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
The confirmed death toll from last month's massive earthquake in Myanmar has risen now to 3,455 as UN agencies and foreign aid donors are ramping up their emergency relief efforts in the stricken nation. This is SRN News. A survey from the Pew Research Center indicates that a majority of Americans, including many Democrats, are turning against the practice of letting males compete against females in sports. Leon Sapir, a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, says President Trump's opposition to the LGBT agenda has given him a serious political edge. Sapir says the president is, quote, putting his Democratic opponents in a very unfavorable position by having to decide between catering to their progressive activist base or their median voter. Other analysts say the transgender issue hurt Democrats in the last election. The Trump administration has launched an investigation into the California Department of Education. At issue is a policy that allows teachers and staff to hide from parents the fact that a student is living as the opposite sex in class. The administration says the California rule may violate the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, a law allowing parents to access their child's records. This is SRN News. It's called the torpedo bat, and it's become the talk of the new Major League Baseball season.
These strikingly different bats with large bowling pin-like barrels are picking up orders. Victus Sports, the company that makes the official bat of MLB, has seen sales and interest spike in the bat. Victus isn't the only company producing the bulgy bats, but were among the first to list them for sale online after the Yankees made them the talk of the sports world. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
This could be the day that one of the NHL's biggest records changes hands. Alex Ovechkin, the winger and captain of the Washington Capitals, has matched Wayne Gretzky's career goals by getting number 894 on Friday night. He gets a chance to break the record this afternoon while playing in New York against the Islanders. Ovechkin took in the moment of scoring twice at home Friday in the Capitals' win and seemed to soak in the chance to celebrate one of hockey's most hallowed records. This is SRN News.